Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. Today we had the privilege to interview Elizabeth Jansen, the current coordinator of volunteer services at the nonprofit organization known as Handy App. Miss Elizabeth provides us with an overview of the organization's mission and their ongoing quest for volunteers and caregivers.
Handy App's primary mission is to help disabled people stay and live in their homes as long as possible, and also to enhance their life quality and break their isolation. One of our core values is promoting autonomy. And a good example of this is that not only do we help people to stay and live at home instead of moving to a retirement home, and that happens very often at a very young age for disabled people, but we have also helped people to move from a retirement home to their own place. And this thanks to all the services that we put in place by the home care workers and our volunteers. So this is really great.
Imagine a world where every errand, every appointment, every grocery trip becomes a challenge due to physical limitations. For many, this is a daily reality. But Handy App is stepping in to bridge this gap. From transport assistance to companionship, they're ensuring that no one is left behind. And it's not just about mobility, it's about community support and understanding. They are not only assisting the disabled, but also extending a hand to the unsung heroes, the family caregivers.
Another service Handy App offers is transport assistance and companionship. This service allows handicapped people who are living at home to go and attend, for instance, their medical appointments. So we have volunteers who will go and pick up disabled people, bring them to their appointments, wait until the appointment is done, and then bring them back home. Or they will go out and do groceries together, or they will go and buy clothes together. Another service Handy App offers is transport assistance and companionship. This service actually allows disabled people who are living at home to go and attend their medical appointments. So we have volunteers that will go and pick up people that have to go to a medical appointment. They will bring them there. They will wait until the appointment is done, and then they will bring them back home. We also have a new service that is someone who represents family caregivers. So we're there not only for disabled people, but also for their families and their caregivers. So we have someone who is always there to listen to them, to support them with whatever help they need, and to make it easier for them and to give them advice in what to do and what not to do. And sometimes to refer them to other community organizations.
Navigating the intricacies of daily life is a challenge many of us take for granted. But for the disabled community, even the simplest tasks can become monumental challenges. From the moment of waking up to the end of day routines, every step can be a hurdle.
Some of the challenges disabled people face when living at home is doing their daily routine, such as getting out of bed and getting dressed, or going to bed at night. And one of the services we offer is our home care referral system. So basically, we refer qualified home care workers to disabled people who need them. The tasks of these home care workers range from assisting the patient with bathing and getting dressed, handling household tasks like grocery shopping and laundry, cleaning, preparing and serving meals, to offering respite to the patient's family caregivers. Another challenge handicapped people face when living at home is socializing, talking to other people. And that is where our volunteers come in. Some of our members, they cannot leave their home. They simply can't. So we have volunteers that will go and do friendly visits, friendly calls. They will go and see those people and sit down and have a coffee, talk to them. Or during COVID, we had volunteers calling people. Some people, they were called every day. How are you? How are things going for you? So this is really important for people, that they can socialize, they can have a social life even when they can go out.
Imagine attending an event where you're blindfolded and handed a white cane, or perhaps seated in a wheelchair and asked to navigate a path. It's not a scene from a movie, but a real-life initiative by HandyApp to help us step in the shoes of the disabled.
We also try and raise awareness in the community by holding promotional kiosks at various events, such as neighborhood gatherings, International Seniors Day, for example. And we even created our very own visibility event last August that was called On the Way Towards Universal Accessibility. And we aim to raise awareness about the difficulties disabled people face in society by means of various activities that people could participate in. So, for instance, people were being blindfolded and then they tried to walk with a white cane, or they would sit in a wheelchair and would try to get around. So actually, it's a way to try and make people experience what it's really like to go through life with a handicap.
One of the most heartwarming aspects of HandyApp is their commitment to community and togetherness, where everyone can gather, regardless of their physical abilities. They come together to share, learn, and bond. From cultural excursions to adaptive sailing adventures, these aren't just activities, they're lifelines of connection and empowerment. Persons with disabilities navigate the world with the help of adaptive tools, but once they're seated, it's all about shared stories, laughter, and mutual support. It's not just about the meal, it's about building a family.
It's also very nice to see that when we gather, we have people with different types of handicap, okay? So we've got like people, blind people, deaf people, people in wheelchairs, people that have difficulty speaking, all sorts of handicap. And everybody accepts the handicap of the other people. And also what is nice is that they will compensate for the handicap of the other people. So, for instance, someone in a wheelchair, when we go for a walk, someone in a wheelchair will help a blind person during the walk. So the blind person will hold a wheelchair and so will be guided during his walk. We also have volunteers that help us with our group activities. These group activities, they take place once every 2 weeks during the year. And during the summer months, the number of those activities rises considerably. We offer a wide range of activities such as cultural and educational activities, outdoor and recreational outings, and even adapted sports like adapted sailing. These gatherings are really an excellent example of how we try to enhance people's autonomy and sociability. For instance, when we go to the restaurant, first of all, the person gets out of their house and uses the adapted transport system to come to the restaurant by their own. And at a restaurant, members from our organization share a meal together while discussing all sorts of themes and also by discussing the problems that they face in everyday life. So they share their thoughts and they share their solutions on various topics and they help each other out. So they really bond together. It's like we're like a big family.
And yes, there is a call to action here today.
So if you want to get involved and help out to those who really need it, you can become a volunteer for HandyApp. You can also offer your services as a home care worker. We are a dynamic team, and we like to have fun while reaching out to the handicapped people. And most of all, it is so rewarding.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth Jansen, for sharing those valuable insights into the opportunities available at HandyApp. My name is Derek Bullard, and thank you for listening to Reaching Out to the Community.